Good evening. James McCanny here with my Science Hour, February 11th, 2016. And the topic tonight, living in a toxic world. This is a big day for me because a number of major announcements regarding water are coming out and beginning tonight. There are some other issues that are coming out. The actual release date is coming up in a couple days. So I want to pre-announce this. I thought it might be on tonight's show, but I'm just going to wait a little bit longer. Keep your ears to the rail because this is a major, major announcement. And let's look at what happened this past week. Six more cities admitted that they have water that is worse than Flint, Michigan. Now, if you haven't heard what's going on in Flint, Michigan, the governor and the EPA covered up the fact that they had moved to a cheaper water source about 6 months ago, and I don't have the exact date. But what happened is they allowed lead polluted water, basically, and these people were drinking it, the kids were drinking it, and Flint, Michigan, I've talked about this before in my show, that it's a very poor cross-section of the United States population, but is typical of many inner-city settings, including up in the Northeast, well, all over the country. The Northeast is not particular, but, you know, you used to have the auto industry, you used to have other big industry there, making other types of major products that have all gone away. So these people have nothing. They're living there with nothing. Many of them cannot even afford to pay their water bill, so they don't even have water. They have to go to somebody else's house to use facilities. It is so insane in this country with wealth and everything that we've had that it has been squandered, but that's another story. Six more cities have owned up, they've bellied up to the bar, so to speak, and they've said their water is far worse than Flint, Michigan. Well, these cities are strapped. I mean, some people are talking about ripping out all the piping and putting in new piping. These people can't buy a piece of PVC tubing, let alone replace all the piping and tubes and plumbing in these decaying cities. Where does that leave you? I don't know where you live, but the big cities have a major problem with water pollution. And, you know, we have 300 million people in this country. Most of them live in a city or a large town of some type from maybe 50,000 on up. That's where the vast majority of people in the United States live. So tonight, I want to introduce the topic of living in a toxic world. This is a problem that is not going to go away. It's going to get worse. But what do you do? Last week on my show, on my February 4th, 2016 show, I talked about the science of water pollution. So I'm doing a two-part series. This is going to become part of a free download for people who are coming to the website and looking for solutions. Part one is the science of water pollution. Where do these pollutants come from? Who is polluting? Who's allowing them to pollute? And the way I go about this is I take all of the toxins that are removed by my water filters. Now, these were not just haphazardly put together. My GF water filters take out all of these toxins at a high percentage rate. They are industrial grade. They are certified by the NSF, which is a National Certification Standards Board, and constantly the manufacturing, which is done in the United States for the filter elements, is constantly monitored so that the filters perform as specified. And you can look on the web page and look at the specifications for the filters. But if you went out and tried to get your water tested, you probably wouldn't be able to do it. But what we're coming out with, and this is part of the announcement, is something called Toxi Solutions. It's a Toxi Solution test kit that's going to allow you to test your water. It's going to allow you to test the toxins that have built up in your body. This is an amazing, amazing product that is going to allow you testing that you've never had access to before. I have had, in my past, gone to my city and asked for water testing, and they just like, they say, well, we comply with federal standards. They only test for two things, and most of the time they don't even test the water. They fake a report, put it in the file, and every maybe 3 months, because the water doesn't change, it comes out of a well, why take a test every month when the water's not going to really change that much? But all of these other contaminants are not even tested for. So I went on a mission. I went around to locate a laboratory that would test my water sample. And what I found were laboratories that were very defensive. They didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. They say, why do you want to test your water? Your city already tests your water. And I'm like, well, I want to know, because they only test for these federally designated trace items, and I want to know what's in my water. So they send me a sheet of paper, a long list, and I was supposed to check off each item that I wanted tested for. I told them, I said, well, this is ridiculous. Why can't you just tell me the contaminants that are in my water? They would not do that. And it would have cost an absolute fortune to test my water. So what we did is we obtained access to a group that had already developed these products, and now you can test in your home for a very, very low price. You can actually test what is in your water. Not only can you test what's in your water, but you can test what's in you. These kits are set up so that you can test individual people in your family. Now, not only will contaminants come in through the water system, but they can come through your food, and the air you breathe, vaccines, pharmaceuticals. There are many places, chemicals that you use to clean your house. There are women who've spent, and men also, of course, but that have spent their lives cleaning houses or cleaning apartments or hotels, etc., and they end up with cancer because of the chemicals that leach through their skin and are carcinogens. So, and of course, all of these chemicals end up being dumped down some water source eventually and go into the water table. Your primary source of contaminants are in the water. So the resolution is to, first of all, filter your water. And also to find out what is in your system, your personal system in your body, and then detoxify it. And so this is part three of the system that we have set up. And I've become part of this. And as I say, the announcement will not be coming out for another day or so, the official announcement. But I want to prep people in this lecture, because these are now available to you, the public. So once again, living in a toxic world, what does it mean? You have severe levels of chemicals, pollutants, carcinogens that cause cancer, coming at you from all directions. How do you live in a world that's the Environmental Protection Agency has failed to protect? They've allowed pollution. There should be the Environmental Pollution Agency, because they've allowed pollution at a constant rate. They have so-called acceptable levels, and all of these toxins are cumulative. Pharmaceuticals, agricultural runoff, industrial runoff, industrial use of water where they're just dumping sludge into the water sources, all of this ends up in the water table, and that's what you're drinking. So once again, your water is your primary source of contaminants, and you need water every day for cooking, for in the kitchen, for sprouting, for drinking, for whatever you do. Water is an essential part. Even taking a shower now has become a problem because of the fluoride, all of the chemicals that are actually put in your water before they get to your house. The chloramines, the chloride, fluoride, the sodium fluoride, all of the other chemicals that your city puts in the water and can legally do so, go into your, they can soak through your skin and get into your body. They're in toothpaste. It's unbelievable how your body is being attacked. So we are beset with this problem. We can't clean out the city water supply. We can't clean out the pipes that get to your house. Your solution is to clean up the water after it leaves the tap. So at any rate, that's the primary goal of this particular lesson, lecture, called Living in a Toxic World. First of all, the part one, where in fact do these come from? Where do the toxins come from and what are they? As a sequel to this lecture, there will be the lecture that I gave as part of my radio, my weekly radio show on February 4th, 2016, discussing the science of water pollution. In other words, where do all these chemicals come from? The chloramines come from your city water supply. The fluoride comes from your city water supply. The glyphosates come from Roundup, from agriculture. And the list goes on and on. Pharmaceuticals, tetracycline. All of the pharmaceuticals in the drugstore that people take, just imagine all those drugstores all over the country, if you took all the chemicals that have been sold and people take, all of that ends up in the water supply and then it comes pumped back through the water system into your house. None of this is tested for. There are no federal regulations or standards to even look for this. Why? Because they've allowed this to happen and they don't want to know about it. The tip of the iceberg are heavy metals coming from industrial processes, etc. Mercury is another byproduct of many industrial processes. And mercury is tremendously, tremendously poisonous. Just a little bit of vapor can kill you. A little bit of mercury coming in through the water supply can kill you. That's why this has to be removed. So when we designed the water filter elements, the GF elements, we looked at all of the major pollutants that are coming in through your water supply and put in the proper processes to remove them. You can, now I should say this too, a filter is a bit of a misnomer. We think of a filter as kind of a screen, a very fine mesh screen or ceramic in this case, that catches particles. But these issues like lead or like other heavy metals are not something that you take out in a filter. There are special trapping chemicals that you put in the filter to take those out. And then after the water has been filtered and processed, in other words, all of the chemicals, the heavy metals, the pharmaceuticals, the chloramine, the fluoride, the arsenic, all of these that are in the water are removed in the, we call it a filter, but it's more than just a filter. Then it goes through a carbon stage, which removes a lot more chemicals. And then the other part of a filter is not to let any of that back into the water supply that goes down into your faucet and out of your faucet if it's an inline. The other type, which is primarily used by the public, is the gravity feed water filter. That is the primary water filter used by the public. It is a tank sitting on top of another tank. The water filter elements sit in there. In the top tank, the water seeps through very slowly and is purified, and then it comes out a small hole in the middle and drips into the bottom tank, and within a few hours, you have gallons of fresh water with all of the toxins taken out. This is the solution to the problem that the United States and around the world, everybody around the world is facing the same problem. This is the solution. Because we can't control the water sources anymore. We do not have a mechanism. We don't have enough resources. The governments are strapped for money. They're broke. They're in debt. There's not enough resources to clean up the water supplies that have been polluted or to clean up the piping. Here's another thing that has come out in the, say, Flint, Michigan issue, is that over time, the pipes, of course, accumulate kind of a crud on the inside, and the lead and the poisoning and the other pollutants get trapped in this over time. Eventually, these flakes and chunks of this crud come floating through the water system, and this is also what's polluting the water supply. It's not only what's coming through the water right now, it's what's accumulated over past years. So people were talking about tearing out the pipes in Flint, Michigan. It's simply not going to happen. They don't have enough money. These people don't even have enough money to pay their water bill. How is the city going to come in and replumb the entire city? It's just simply not going to happen. So the solution is to provide them with an industrial-grade water filter. Now, what they're supplying them with is a very weak non-industrial-grade water supply, and I won't mention the water supply manufacturer, but they have a purpose. You can, say, buy them at other home stores, etc., but they're not industrial grade. The estimate is that they would last for about 30 gallons of water and removing lead and other contaminants. They're not made for this level of contamination. That's why, for example, my water filter elements are made for this level of contamination. They're going to do the job, and on a long-term basis. So the end result is that we have a severe pollution problem. We have to somehow come to grips with this and find solutions that are immediate. Even if they were going to take out the plumbing and replumb the city of Flint, Michigan, or other places, it's going to take a long time. People need a solution today, something that in fact is going to work. So don't expect to go to the big box store and buy a water filter that's going to remove what you need removed from your water. The products that I sell are not found in stores. They're not sold in stores. They're only available on the sales page that's associated with my websites and the other websites that are going to be selling these products. So the solution, number one, filter your water. Number two, be observant of your food sources. The unfortunate situation today is with concentrated agriculture, with the animals that are used for meat in the market. They are given antibiotics because they're in closed, confined areas, and if they didn't give them antibiotics, they would all be sick. And so to keep them what you might call healthy, they give them antibiotics. But then again, when you eat these products, whether it's vegetables or corn or field products or meat or whatever, you are getting a load of this. The chemicals that you use for herbicides and in the field, the Roundup, the glyphosates, etc., extremely dangerous. Once again, when people, the animals eat this or whatever, the food that comes from the feed store. One time I went to a feed store up in the upper Midwest, and I thought I'd go out and get some survival food, some basically for the, you know, in case something happened, I'd have some 50-pound bags of corn and oats, etc. And so I went to the farmer's feed store, and I asked the guy if I could buy a bunch of bags, and he obviously saw that I was not from the local farm community. And he said, what are you going to do with these? And I said, well, that's just for the family in case there's, you know, a shortage of food or something during the winter. And so he said, you cannot eat this. He said, look, right here on the label, it says not fit for human consumption. I'll repeat that. Not fit for human consumption. Those five words are imprinted right on the bag of corn, of oats, of other soybeans, etc. You cannot eat this. And I said, well, how can they feed it to the animals? And he said, well, they don't die. And I said, well, what would happen if I ate it? He said, you would die because you could not handle the level of toxins in this grain. And I'm, my goodness, I'm eating, and obviously the meat then is going to have all of these toxins mixed in. And so when you eat, and this is the unfortunate thing, the food supply has been so polluted, especially in the United States. Other countries have banned GMO. They have banned Monsanto. They've banned Roundup. They've banned many of the harsh chemicals that are used in modern agriculture in the United States. But if you're in the United States, which is the primary group of people we're dealing with, eventually all of the, we will be going worldwide with these programs to clean up the water for people all around the world. But the initial target market is the United States and Canada. But the food supply has been so distorted. But what happens when people, when the animals, say, urinate in the field or whatever, then the animal waste goes into the water supply and you get it anyway. It comes in through your water supply. So how do you live in a world that is so toxic that in many ways it's going to make you weaker, it's going to break down your immune system, you're eating tetracycline and other antibiotics, which cause your immune system to break down because it's on the surface fighting bacteria and other maladies, but it's weakening your immune system in the meantime. How do you live in a toxic world? Number one, filter your water. You should be religious about this. When you go to work, you go to the soccer game with the kids, whatever, take your own filtered water. In fact, if you're a soccer team, a sports team, whatever, the coaches should have their own water filter there for the team. Here you have people getting exercise. If you're a bicyclist, playing tennis or any other sport, here you are exercising, going out, getting healthy, and you're pouring contaminated water into your body. Let me talk about bottled water. People think, oh, bottled water, that's safe, that's clean. Normally, bottled water is nothing more than sometimes just lake water put in a bottle and you drink it, and there's apparently no repercussions, but you're putting chemicals in your body, plus that thin little plastic bottle, those little clear thin plastic bottles used for water. One thing, it's extremely expensive. When you buy bottled water like that, it's more than the price of gasoline. That's how expensive water has become. But if the sunlight or cold hits that plastic bottle, then the carcinogens that are in the plastic leach into the water, and you're literally drinking a cancer-causing agent that comes out of the water. And people used to think, oh, it's just when the bottle gets hot. It's worse when it gets cold. The contaminants, the solvents, the chemicals that are in that bottle that were used to make the plastic bottle leach out into the water. It's actually worse when the bottle gets cold, and super worse if it freezes. And so at any rate, bottled water is not a solution. I just cringe when I see, like in up in Flint, Michigan, what they do. They came in with tons and tons of bottled water. How is that a solution? How on earth do they think that's a solution? You see, in flooding conditions or other natural disasters, the first thing they do is they bring in tons of bottled water. So now you have the pollution problem with the plastic bottles that they're, you don't know where to get rid of them. The use of plastic bottles and bottled water is a horrendous mistake. I forget the number, something over 5 billion bottled water bottles are discarded every year into landfills, and most of this ends up, they're not recyclable, most of it ends up in the oceans. It goes down the rivers and out into the ocean. There are vast islands of accumulated plastic in the oceans. This is another byproduct of the use of bottled water, buying at the gas station or buying at the convenience store or buying a case and bringing it home. Start filtering your own water. Get aluminum or stainless steel water bottles. Give everybody in the family their own personal water filter bottle that's made out of aluminum or stainless steel, and have them take water from home, because then you know that that water has been filtered properly. So once again, living in a toxic world, the simple solution, filter your own water, try to find organic, non-GMO food, a food supply source, sometimes local farmers, etc., and just avoid places, toxic places where there are toxic chemicals. Avoid using real toxic chemicals when cleaning the house, etc. Use a milder form of soap and start protecting this planet, because we're going to give this planet off to the next generation, and they have to give it to the next generation. There's one simple fact, and that is within the last generation, within the last 25 years, the Earth has been polluted more than in the 10,000 years or 5,000 years of human inhabitants than in those previous 5,000 years. More pollution has occurred in the last 25 years, and this is accumulative. It's not going to go away. So I encourage you to listen to part two, which was actually recorded prior to this on my previous week. This is February 11, 2016, and this information will be good for all time. But what I recorded on my show for February 4th, 2016, was the science of water pollution, and that's part two. So I encourage you to listen to that. Get the water filter equipment into your kitchen and use it. If you have a cabin, get an extra one there. Or if you travel, there's a smaller stainless steel unit that is called the Traveler, which is meant for that. It fits under your kitchen counter, and it also fits into your suitcase. And you can carry this with you as you travel. It's really important as you travel, because if you go to a hotel or if you stay at a friend's house, every place just about in the United States, it would be rare to find a place that does not have polluted water. So take your water filter with you on trips. I encourage you to do that, and then everybody has their own filtered water. Very simple solution to remove the majority of pollution that comes into your system from the water supply. Follow the links that you got with this particular instruction set lecture on living in a toxic world. Follow the links to purchase a water filter and become your own independent source of clean, fresh water. Okay, everybody. Now, if you didn't notice, that was a specific recording that I did on purpose. It's part of this show, February 11th, 2016. And that clip up until that point will be used for promoting the issue of clean water and how to solve it. And here, let me explain some other things that are going to happen in the very near future. They're already in place. It's just that the actual official announcement is going to come in a couple days. But the point here is that that clip will go out to millions and millions of people that are greatly in need of filtration, etc. Now, you are my regular audience. The majority listening right now are my faithful audience that have been listening to me possibly for many years. And that's why I had a special for my audience going up to this previous Sunday, because I knew this was coming, this other marketing, and we are expecting to be basically inundated with the necessity of these people. The other thing I'll tell you is there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there trying to sell water filters that have no testing standards and that do not take out the elements that my filter elements take out. And people are making all kinds of wild claims with no testing. And you'll find out that they cannot sell in certain states like California and Iowa. I can sell in those states because my filters hold an NSF national certification testing standard. These are tested during manufacturing. They're tested on test beds that are independent laboratories with a testing standard suite that goes along with these. So these do what they say they will do. Therefore, they can be sold in California, Iowa, Massachusetts, and other states that have rigid standards for specifications on things like products like this. So at any rate, this is what's going on. And so I wanted to give you people out there a chance to get your water filters before the rush hits, because that's going to happen when people find out, and they are finding out now about the severe nature of polluted water. They are going to be coming to these other targeted marketing, and so I'm working obviously with other people in something that is a very modern form of communication and reaching out to people. So this is happening. In fact, this has been going on for a while. It's just now hitting the point where we're actually talking about it in the public. So this is the big release. Next week on my show, February 18th, I will have a special guest, and we're going to cover this entire topic at length and all of the other individual aspects of testing water, testing yourself, and testing the other aspects of your environment, and then how to clean it up. And so the whole point of this initial lecture, Living in a Toxic World, is to remember a lot of these people are coming in from the cold, so to speak. They have never heard of water pollution. They're drinking water out of the tap. It looks clear. You pour it in a nice clear glass. It looks clear. You know, you drink it, it might taste a little funny. But the vast majority of people have these horrendous chemicals in that water, and it's making them sick, and they don't even know it. They're going to the doctor and getting shots with mercury and lead poisoning and aluminum in the shots. In the vaccines for their kids, people are finally waking up to this and saying no more, as the federal government is trying to step up and pollute more and force vaccinations and everything else under the planet. They're coming at you from so many directions that you have to protect yourself. But, like I'm telling you, many of you people in my audience are very tuned to this. You're already aware of it. But imagine the person living out there that's been watching the boob tube every night, has no clue what's going on the planet, thinks that everything is fine, and doesn't have a clue. And they wake up one day and find out the headline on their newspaper is telling them that they have severe chemical pollution in their water supply, and they've been drinking this. And they thought all along that, gee, well, the government would protect me. The government, there's the EPA, the federal level, there's the state level, there's the city managers or whatever, the county board or whatever. And these people are so clueless that, I mean, they may as well be just cows walking around out in the field. They have no idea about any of this. And so they think they are following federal standards that were set up by somebody that knows. A number of weeks ago, I was on the Liberty Beacon TV show. I've been on twice now, actually three times, but twice with Dr. David Lewis, who's a international expert in pollution. He worked for the federal EPA for about 35 years, and he finally quit because of the conflicts he had with he found out that the EPA was actually sidestepping standards and in some cases actually involved in the process of polluting water intentionally to test, have test beds on people. I mean, it's so horrendous. And he published a book called Science for Sale. But I was a co-host, or co-guest, I should say, with Dr. Davis Lewis on the Liberty Beacon. You can go to thelibertybeacon.com with a the in the front, thelibertybeacon.com, and listen to our radio television shows where we discuss the science for sale and the corruption in science. It was a two-part series, and it became a two-part series when I was in the first part, and all of my communication went dead. So I wonder what happened there. Someone might not have wanted me talking about this, especially with a co-guest of the quality of Dr. David Lewis. So at any rate, this is a topic that is so huge, it is so big in the entire world, but everybody in the United States thinks, oh, it couldn't happen here, we couldn't have pollution, but now it's coming out. The city water supplies are so polluted, six cities in just the last week have announced that their water pollution problem is worse, not equal to, but worse than Flint, Michigan. So what are all these people going to do? Obviously, they're going to have to take action for themselves because their government has been complicit in allowing this pollution to happen over the years and the decades. This is accumulative. And now there's no way to fix the problem. It's like there's an old expression or a story in the Bible that it would be easier to solve certain problems than to take a pillowcase full of feathers, a feather pillowcase, shake it in the strong wind, and try and gather up all of those feathers and bring them back into the pillowcase. It's just not going to happen. That's as simple as it is. The graft and corruption in Flint, Michigan, they found out that the governor knew about this for at least 6 months before. He had water, bottled water, brought in for his staff during that period of time. And it was so they knew about this, but they were hiding it from the public. They were hoping nobody found out. And finally, some of the people there and some reporters, some local reporters, started pounding on the wall, just started hammering, and finally got national recognition. And then the politicians, the governor and his staff of merry men and women, came out and said, oh, well, we didn't even know about this. Now it's very clear they did. I mean, all of these people should be in prison. Simple. They have botched the public trust enormously. But what's the solution here? The problem is now the old pipes, etc., in Flint, Michigan, they're not going to be able to replace those pipes. They don't have the money to do this. Filtration at the final source. Now, I just want to, in the first half hour, I talked about people think they can go to maybe the big box store and buy a filter, one of those little plastic ones you sit on the counter. Those are not going to take out what we are finding in the water today. They're meant to clean up a little bit of maybe bad taste, other things that come through a normally clean, very well-treated water supply. They are not going to attack the industrial levels of lead, of aluminum, of chloramines, of fluoride, arsenic, all of the other things that my filters take out. They're simply not going to do that. And so, unfortunately, in Flint, Michigan, they're giving out these little Brita things that stick on the faucet. I did some research and looked into that. They would last at most at the level of lead contamination there for about 30 gallons, maybe. And then people are getting the lead-polluted water. These are industrial levels of pollution, and the people are drinking this water. It is actually horrific just to imagine this in this United States. But now we're finding out that the water supplies all over the country are polluted. I was trying to go after this problem 10 years ago, and all I hit were brick walls. And, of course, I didn't have the wherewithal to get to the I announced it on my show. I talked about this. I actually did a number of radio shows because, of course, back then I was selling water filters also. The water filters that I'm selling today are advanced technology, something that, unfortunately, we didn't even have 10 years ago. And plus, my water filters are made in the United States in our very own factory. So this is huge. And the issue is that don't depend on some little water filter that you get from the big box store. They are not going to do the job. They're not going to remove the chemicals. But now we have another factor which is really beneficial to you. We have a way of testing the water, and we have a way of testing you. And this is what the big announcement is all about. You're going to hear about that in a day or so. And actually, it's actually out on the street already. It's just that I'm part of a timed announcement program here. And so this show airing Thursday night, February 11th, is coincident with the release of a bunch of other information to the public. And by next week, this will be in full gear and very much available to all of you. That's why I have a special guest next week. And we will be talking about all of these topics. So do not miss next week's show. We're dealing, I talked about in the initial half hour, I talked about the food contamination, vaccines, the pharmaceuticals, all of this in the water supply. This is such a problem today that I can't even begin to tell you. So once again, okay, I'm going to switch topics here, but I am very positive in one sense in that finally this problem has become recognized. And you can't solve a problem no matter how bad it is. You can't solve a problem until it is recognized and in the public eye. So now moving forward, I have a lot of confidence that we are going to move in a positive direction. The companies that are polluting are going to be stopped by, literally by people. We cannot depend on government agencies anymore at all. Do not trust government. Do not trust anybody at the federal level. It is so corrupt, so distorted, and so full of people who are there for money in their back pocket. I got a kick out of something I saw in the news when Donald Trump won in the New Hampshire primary for the Republican side. And I'm not a big Trump supporter, so don't get me wrong. But if you took candidates from a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being horrible, 10 being excellent, Donald Trump is about a 2 in my book. And we don't have any 3s to 10s in the market running for president. People like Ted Cruz is a contrived politician built basically by the world bankers. He's a yes man. His wife is part of Goldman Sachs. I mean, talk about the Hunger Games. That guy is the epitome of the Hunger Games president. But back to Donald Trump. The Republican leaders of New Hampshire came out with a comment afterwards, and they said that none of the major Republican party leaders in New Hampshire supported Trump. In fact, they despise him. They hate Trump. And so they can't figure out why the public would vote for Trump because none of them support Trump. And so that just shows you how absolutely out of touch these people are with you, the American public. It is absolutely beyond absurd. They have no clue. In fact, how's Donald Trump even going to associate with the private individual out there in Flint, Michigan? I mean, he has a better perception, I believe, than the standard Republicans who are millionaires, have their businesses, contribute to the party, get their kickback money from Washington or whatever is going on in their lives, go to the happy church every Sunday to pretend they're religious and in God's good graces. How can any of these people even imagine what you, the general public, are dealing with on a general basis? So at any rate, like I say, if somebody put my hand on the table and said, you have to vote, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't vote for anybody if they put, you know, if they were going to drop me through a hole in the gallows with a noose around my neck and I had to vote, I would pick Donald Trump over anybody else. And, of course, the axe lady, Hillary Clinton, oh, my goodness. Finally, people are waking up to the trail of corruption behind this woman. If women think that she, I have to give women credit because they're not awed by the fact that she is a woman. They have finally realized that just like little Obama, a lot of black people were fooled into thinking, a black president, he's going to represent the black people. It didn't happen. Obama doesn't represent the black people. Hillary Clinton is not going to represent women. Hillary Clinton represents Hillary Clinton in a big agenda that has nothing to do with women or men or children or anything else. It has to do with something called the New World Order, the European banking community that owns her, lock, stock, and barrel. So at any rate, no more political analysis. I'll try and keep away from that in the future. But anyway, I don't believe in the political process at all. That is my point. It is so far removed from anything, any reality, that the solution has to come from you. Many years ago, I described a concept I called First Nation. That means that you have to take control of your future. You have to take control of your water supply, your food supply, everything in your life. You have to take care of and control of it. And your kids are not going to have a chance unless you as parents take control of it. There are people who are now having a lot of trouble. I just got a private report that the Bundy, Ammon Bundy, is in a private cell, has not been accused of any crime, is being held, he cannot see his attorney. He's in a 6x6 cell with no bed, with a small sink and an open toilet, in no light. He's in solitary confinement, not accused of any crime. This is relative to the Oregon standoff. And it's just insane. They're trying to feed him very poorly. He's supposed to have an hour where he can get out of this little cell every day, and they're not even allowing him to do that. They're barring him from seeing his attorney. All totally illegal. This is like Guantanamo or some type of torture center. This is so unbelievable what's going on in this country. They don't even know who the occupying forces are up in Oregon. As best they can figure out the local people there, a judge has asked the military to come in and get the occupying armed forces out of there. Apparently, they're not FBI. Nobody is making claim as to who these armed and fully armed, like military-grade arms and trucks and vehicles, etc., in Burns, Oregon. Nobody knows who they are, but the best they can figure out is they're from the United Nations and the World Bank are supplying these mercenaries in this area. So things in the United States are getting very scary, very strange, and clearly there are groups operating that are autonomous. It's just amazing that this country has slid this far down the slippery slope. But there's a lot of people waking up, a lot more people. I bet you I have twice as many listeners this year as I had last year. And a lot of them are sitting there going, my goodness, what's going on? They're just coming out, and it's something like this pollution in your city water supply that'll shake some people up and go, well, I didn't know anything was wrong. I thought everything was okay. You know, I do everything that I'm supposed to do, that I was taught in school. Everything is supposed to be okay. And what they're finding out is, no, everything is not okay, and it has not been okay for a very long time. And part of the biggest problem in the world is the American public that is really, really out of it. They're so away from being tuned in to what's going on the rest of the planet. I travel around the world a lot. And I'm face-to-face with people in third world countries. I communicate with them. And many times directly, people are people all over. I don't care what country you're in. They want to be with their family. They want a nice house to live in. They want their kids to become educated and grow up and have productive lives and have children and have a future and have clean food and a nice place to sleep. But that's not what the world is like. Most of the world, 6+ billion people, most of them really don't even know where they're going to eat tomorrow. Most of them don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. It's just horrific. The water in most parts of the world is much more polluted than in the United States. We have harsh chemicals. Other parts of the world have bio type of pollution. And then you go to places like West Africa where the oil producing or the other industry there is polluting the ground in the conditions there are so horrific. You wouldn't even ask a cockroach to live in these kind of conditions, let alone human beings. Why is it like this? Because there's some people that are so filthy, greedy, and rich that they cannot let go, and they want more. They want more. The Ted Cruz's, you know, they don't have enough. Are they missing meals? No. You know, they want to own everybody's house in the United States. They want everybody to be subjected to, servitude conditions. These are extremely sick, demented, psychopathic, psychologically disturbed people, and they're trying to become president of this country. And this country still, even though it's failing miserably, it still has a lot of influence in the world and still is the point for the International Monetary Fund, for the World Bank, etc. And so the conditions, what I'm saying is that the people in the United States have to wake up. If you know, wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say, what have I done? You know, have I actually sat on the couch or done everything that I'm told to do and everything seems to be good? In all of these years, I was mistaking and things were going down the rabbit hole here, and in terrible condition, and now we wake up and find that the world is in extremely terrible condition. No, I've known it for a long time. Other people have known it for a long time. If you're just finding this out, you better open up your eyes and also be ready for a lot of misinformation out there, government misinformation, and the New World Order, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, that controls the federal government. Most people don't realize that the entire federal government is run from the Federal Reserve and that the IRS is not a federal agency. It has laws that have been woven into the federal legal system through the back door over the years to give them an element of power over the people, but they're no more a part of the federal government than the man in the moon. That's the collection agency for the World Bank. When you pay your taxes, you do not pay to the federal government. You pay to the collection agency, the IRS, which is stationed in Puerto Rico, so that they enjoy federal tax-free and state tax-free status, which is the way they live in Puerto Rico and exist in Puerto Rico. And the money that you pay in taxes goes directly to the pay interest on the loans, the past $20 trillion in loans, And then the World Bank loans the United States federal government through the Federal Reserve, loans it money to operate for the next year. So every year there's building up. So these people that go, well, I'm paying my fair share. Whatever moron ever dreamt up that statement, and whoever repeats it is a bigger idiot, because you're not paying your fair share of anything. This is all silly money. It's fabricated out of thin air by a bank that doesn't even exist in the United States. So wake up and start figuring out what's going on this planet, because the other 6 billion people around this planet that are not the 300 million that live in the United States, those 6 billion people are living in dire squalor because of the United States. I wish that, this is one of my wishes, that every high school student in the United States upon graduation would be given a one-way ticket to a third world country, a one-way ticket. And they would have to work there and work amongst the poor of those countries to earn their way back. And believe me, by the time they got back and crawled back into the United States, their eyes would be as big as saucers, because they would realize the damage that's being done around the world at the hands of the United States. And then things would change, because right now, the United States news media, which is totally controlled, Hollywood, and all of the other diversions that are thrown in front of people, school, the educational system, is keeping the blinders on the public. Most people go, you know, I call college and university, I call it advanced babysitting, because that's what it is for most people. And then they think when they get out, they're going to go get a job and life will be good. Let me tell you something. If every kid that came out of a high school in the United States had to go to a third world country and live there and work at the level, the squalor level of the local people, and earn enough money to find a way just to buy an airplane ticket home, believe me, like I say, when they came off that plane, their eyes would be big as saucers, because I've seen it. I've taken people and had the parents send their kids to foreign countries like that, and when they come back, it is an eye-opener. And the parents can't even believe it. This is my same kid? It's amazing. Anyway, this has been a great day for me, a great show, and the topic of living in a toxic world, this concept of water, I'll be working back into the space science realm here starting next week, a lot of science in the show, but this idea of everything that's going on in the background coming out now, being made public, something I've been working on for a very, 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 very long time, and some other very wonderful people, this announcement is major. This is something that has not existed before. It's coming out, and it's going to empower the public relative to toxicity in the world. So remember, go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. Go to the sales page, look at the water filter items, etc. My books, my CDs, DVDs, and other items like the Survival Recalendar Sunstar Clock. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.